Blog Talk Radio.
It's my life.
Gambino for life, nigga.
CMC, nigga.
What up, fam?
Free Gotti, bitch.
DubboysMusic.com.
Rest in peace to my only brother Kevin. I know they're showing a mad love up in heaven. I don't fuck with niggas, I don't know who telling. Your best friend to bust your head like a melon. Convicted felon, but I still keep the burner on me. Knowing if I'm caught, they putting a jersey on me. I'm hated by bitch niggas, don't even know me. The realest niggas in the game turn snitch, homie. That's why I'm bulletproof for niggas trying to execute. Two of my real niggas, Joseph, homie, I salute. The top general, can't see me, I'm subliminal. Fans trying to trap a nigga, Fino, too invincible. Fuck your principles and everything you offer to. I'm a gangster, my nigga, who the fuck is you? Don't make me double back. And catch your back. And put a bullet with your name in your fitting gap.
I'm gonna get it, my nigga. Get rich or die trying, my nigga. I'ma take it to the sky, my nigga. I ain't stopping till they kill me, my nigga. It's like a full-time job not to kill, nigga. It's like a full-time job not to kill, nigga. It's like a full-time job not to kill, nigga. It's like a full-time job not to kill, nigga.
I said I'm staring at the world through my rear view, hoping somehow, some way I could get a clear view. You know, if I give them the word, niggas will kill you. Like a banana, you slip, niggas will peel you. Like social studies, yeah, I'll be making them bitch niggas history. If it's beat on turn, it's what you better be. Fucking right, it's CMC to the death of me. I'ma never let a nigga under me get to me. Reginelli was a G before the alphabet. Yeah, out of line, that's a rap, bitch, you getting whack. I did 9 years flat. But a nigga back. This shit fucked up. How they did my neck back. My homie Fino told me never let up. Keep doing you. I got something for them niggas who thinking they bulletproof. I done seen it all and done it all. Now what it do? I'm a certified real nigga. Who the fuck is you?
I'm going get it, my nigga. Get it rich or die trying, my nigga. I'ma take it to the sky, my nigga. I ain't stopping till they kill me, my nigga. It's like a full-time job not to kill, nigga. It's like a full-time job not to kill, nigga. It's like a full-time job not to kill, nigga. It's like a full-time job not to kill, nigga.
I'm coming from a city where it's real. Climbing over niggas, know them haters on your heels. And I ain't talking Carolina hoops. And Roy Williams can't tell them not to shoot. Look, I'm just telling niggas how it is. When you barely make it out, nearly dying trying to live. My mama told me get it on my own. Never owe a nigga shit, and you can put that on the brick. Round table with my niggas, let's discuss them by the meal. Hate you coming rapping, make it hard not to kill. Full time job, that ain't got no fucking benefits. Bunch of real niggas with me who don't mind killing shit. Holding scam money on y'all, I can smell a fear. Turn 100,000 to 100 million in a year. You can call it dream chasing like a meat, nigga. And when you fall, I'ma put you on your feet, nigga.
Yeah. CMC. I can't. I'm on my 500 shit, nigga. This that Free C Murder album. Huh? I got a beat up on my dog like he was deaf for me. You know what it is. Look.
I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right.
white. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know, fine with no limit in 97. Released the album in 98. Just gave me 9, 2007. And they shipped me to Huntsman the next day. I'm repping the South. That way, I'm so New Orleans, baby. You know, turning that coke to crack days. Yeah, I'm an 80s, baby. My niggas, they gorgeous, they like green. We smooth operators. He got hit over 300 times. Damn, see you later. Picture the game, not for everybody. Gotta be able to peep shit. And don't tell your business to everybody. Cause nigga be pulling all snake shit. Surrounding myself with real niggas. Now they don't fuck with the fake shit. I really wanna see my niggas eating. Get the fuck with that hate shit. Blood, sweating a couple of tears. 500 blocks of pills. Look here, I swear. I live for my niggas that died cause they ain't able to live. Bitch, your mouth. Homies living through me. Bell, Yoda, and hit. Wrote LaWoo and Kendrick and Smurf. Can't forget about Pig. Yeah. My little brother couldn't say that no better than 500 catching hell. Man, I swear, I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real, for real. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know, I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know, I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know, I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. For real, for real. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know.
Look at all these foreign cars. Look at all these foreign bras. Look at all these racks on racks, nigga. Tell them where the fuck you at. That five, bitch. Double O, the block. Yeah, you already know, nigga. Go get us for real. Now, bitch, watch us go get us a meal. Go get it and chill? Fuck no. Go get it and go. Fuck it right. Go get us some more. Cause guess what? I put in the dough. You thinking we lame?
Say what?
You thinking we fake? After you get it from money, then bitch, you get it from Nate. Yeah, you get it from Ray. Bitch, right in your face. Yeah, right in your face. Bitch, that's where we leave it. When you get it from Beans, or you get it from Beat It. Believe me, where you stand, we'll leave you.
I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know, I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know, I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know, I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know,
my niggas for life, you heard me? I ain't gonna never forget where I came from, you dig? That 500 block, you dig? You know what I'm saying? 500 block, that's where I grew up at. You know what I'm saying? That's where you get left at, you dig? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my niggas. Rest in peace to all my niggas, you heard me? Bell, yo, Ro, you know what I'm saying? Hick, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to all my niggas. I got love for all my niggas. 500 block, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know how we get down.
Oh!
Yeah.
I can't get it, huh?
It's MC.
Life after no limit.
Get it, huh?
Reload,
huh?
Stop playing. Bitch, you gotta pay me this time.
Hustler, ball, gangster, street killer. Who I be? A 500 block nigga. Way before the hot boys, I was a hot nigga. And I done rocked a couple fellas, but I'm not jigger. Don't ask me shit about no limit or no masterpiece. Everybody at no limit know it's down with me. I got smoke for whoever really wanted with me. And I ain't slick dissing, nigga. Yeah, I'm talking to P. Nigga, you know where I be. You trying to see me? And I ain't never slick. Been fucking right, I keep it with me. Seen money turn supposed to be love and they hate. Seen money turn supposed to be real niggas fake. I swear to God I'm rolling dope. Everything that's in the way. And tomorrow not promise. So I live for the thing. Man, that's crazy when your own brother screaming, nigga, fuck you. How money make a nigga mistreat his own brother nowadays? Niggas got a lot of bitch in whole ways. And that whole shit you did to my brother, I feel played. Make them old matter since you got them niggas mad, bro. Fucking with the stick, they found it since the sand and ass, though. I don't give a fuck about no nigga and they feelings. All that shoot, shooing niggas doing. Nigga better kill it before I overcook a nigga like I threw him in the skillet. Sweat it dark. Nigga play with mine, I'ma make him feel it. I've been down for too long. On the grill, I'm trying to come up. If it's on, then it's on. All you gotta do is run up, right or wrong. You already know I'm riding with my brothers. If it comes down to it, bitch, I'm sliding with my brothers. You funny round, walking round. Thank you, bitch, whoa, little 100 pounds. Gun him down. That's how that shit goes. Usually, I don't give a fuck about who you supposed to be. Dipping in mine in the dirt is where you supposed to be. Fucking right, I'm way past sizzling, I'm burning up. Got niggas mad deep in their feelings cause I'm coming up. Ain't no limit to this cash money that I'm counting up. I don't give a fuck who at the top, bitch, I'm stepping up, you know.
My life is a ghetto child. I thank God that's all that's paying.
I remember as a little kid, growing up, many of my friends didn't make it out the bricks. Punished for the shit that they did. It's getting so hard to live. Mama counts the shedding tears, living in fear, wondering will her son die, survive. But mama, I'm clutching the 45. Besides that, mama don't cry. Dry eyes, cause how I live, I never smile. A young and she hate child, running the streets wild, trying to make my money pop. My eyes are getting slim, and my life is getting dim, and I'm feeling like death is near, and I'm hoping that the heavens hear my cry. Cause Lord knows through all my years I tried, but this life's a lie. It ain't a hope unless a nigga die. Lord, why? Lord, why? My childhood years were kinda rough because my pops wasn't there. I was left to bear all this pain with no one to share. These hard times, stress, the selling nickels and dimes. Had to support my family, no one else was putting in time. Reminiscing on my dead peers, throughout the years, no more tears. My childhood years was full of fear. Who's to make clear for all this fucking violence I've been there? That's just the price I had to pay, nigga. My childhood years.
Got the beat this way. These projects got a nigga fucked up in the head. Got a Everything is on the real, nigga. I'm all about my thriller. Fuck up and I kill you. I know you feel the pressure that a thug going through. I wanna change, but it's hard to do. One all my life, I've been true to the game. Pushing cane to represent my family name. And a damn thing don't change. It's the same old thing. Every time I walk on my house, these player haters are broke. These niggas get smoked. Cause Lord knows I ain't ready, ready to go.
When my time
but when
comes,
my time comes, and my blood runs, just bleeds the blunt. And watch over my son, make sure that his day's okay. Try to tear from his eye. When this nigga here dies, tell him I went to a place high next to a lot. Tell him that I live my life as a wise guy.
My ghetto heroes,
I watch it be a fan.
What do you mean I need a hero? A hero is a zero to me. The only hero that I know is the niggas in my hood, G. They gave me the game, so I enhanced again. And I took the game and ripped it out the frame. I tried to told you, a hero can't be your lucky rabbit's foot or your fully clover. It all be your myth in your mind. A hero ain't about shit if they ain't about dying. You know who was a hero to me? That nigga Mo X, known as Howard Jenks.
And y'all other niggas that still living and wanna be a hero, but can't be giving your life up for these streets. But this going out to my homies out there slanging deep, that's still hustling in the game, trying to make it. But y'all niggas better realize you can't fake it. You either in or out, ain't no halfway in. Cause when you die in the end, you go to the pit. And it's realer than you real niggas, feel me. This for my niggas that are heroes in the hood, G. My ghetto hero, I watch him live fast, I watch him die slow. My ghetto heroes, I watch him live fast, I watch him die slow. My ghetto heroes, I watch him live fast, I watch him die slow.
My
ghetto heroes,
what's up to all my motherfucking niggas in the hood?
Mike Rob,
what's up, Pierre?
My nigga Rob. Big Champ in his bitch.
Big Ass.
Young Silk. KK. Skull. Gullo.
Peanut.
Serve
Murder.
My nigga Craig Beaver whipping up
real
the dope
Bruce.
Shit. Big Man.
Johnny.
Bertie Carter.
Warren.
C. Murray.
Lil Richard.
Moby Dick.
John.
Lil Rat. My nigga Pee Wee.
Mule.
New on the Parkway.
Ronnie.
Big Boldy.
Keith.
And to all y'all motherfucking niggas
yo,
out there hustling.
Halloween.
Ballin'.
Michael Scott.
Don't end up to be a motherfucking ghetto hero.
Big jealous.
Cause once you gone, you gone. And heroes, sometimes they end up being zeros. But this for all y'all niggas, y'all real niggas. I mean my ghetto heroes.
This goes out to all the soldiers out there. All the fallen soldiers. All my soldiers seeking conviction. Keep your head up, look to the stars for strength, you heard me? Don't let nothing hold you back. Keep your eyes on your enemies. And just remember, a wise man learns, but a fool never will. It ain't no limit, soldiers.
Dear brother, or should I say soldiers of all colors, where we went wrong, I wrote this love song for ya. Let me begin to tell you how I love ya. And if your heart is anything like mine, soldier, I died for ya. You never met me, but you felt my presence. Your father, your son, your brother, that's my essence. I'm only human, so I stress like you, and I'm just like you. And someday I gotta lead a flesh like you. We are part of a plan that we would never truly understand. In conviction, seeking perfection, but confused by the devil's hand. Ain't got none of us was born killers and thieves, but it's the evil we instill in the seed. And my soldiers, as ironic as it seems, woe there, don't nothing truly exist but your dreams, woe there. And in times I find myself worshiping the moment, but when you catch me off track, just put me back on it with your love.
All my soldiers, it's all I have.
Where do we go from here?
All the bad times we've been through, and today our dreams.
Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here?
Tickets to CDs, no limit. Movies foolish, I got the hookup. Me and my baby far from a hooker. Good to see young men doing something right with their life. Could be the next Spielberg. I supported, I enjoyed it that night. We thug millionaires everywhere you look. We ballin', but it always gotta be somebody stupid to spoil it. I call it every time I see it. It gets me heated. Just stay thuggin', acting like they can't bleed shit. Another coward I gotta bury. I'm hotter, you secondary. We bowed you lesser than me. We last forever. Mass together, no limit. Ill will, Queensbridge killers, cast forever. You fearless, have my whole project on an airplane to kill shit. Made nigga before the money, killers taking orders from me. But I learned how to chill, now I'm right for the living. Cause these clowns out here get you life in the prison, man.
All my soldiers is all I have.
Where do we go from here?
All the bad times we've been through, and today our dreams.
Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here?
Change
ways,
but you have time.
Lord, tell me, where do we go from here?
Baby mothers, heaven, hell, raising you brothers, cause baby daddies don't love you. You're still a queen, oh girl, don't let that get you down.
hanging. If he real, he gon' come around. But if he don't, then you don't need him. He's man enough to make him, but ain't man enough to feed him. And it kills him to see you succeeding. So keep your head in the cloud. Pump his love song loud. Edit bow with your girls and feel proud. You're heaven sent. And I don't understand how you settled for these scrubs. It was never meant. You can do bad by your lonely. Ain't nothing like being free. It's never too late. So baby, go get your GD. If you believe in you like I know you believe in me, then we can live in peace and no longer this misery. Your world don't stop and ain't no limit to tries. You just remember this dog is just some light in disguise. And my children say,
all my soldiers, all I have.
Where do we go from here?
All the bad times we've been through, and today our dreams.
Where do we go from here?
You need me and I need you.
Lord Kevin, where do we go from here?
What's up, soldiers?
When you have time.
Y'all keep your heads
Lord
up.
Kevin, where do we go from
home.
Here?
All my soldiers,
we spread
all
love from ghettos everywhere.
Where
from
do we
south,
go from here?
To the east, to the world. What's up,
Lord
Kevin? What's
where
up, Mac? We gotta chase our dreams. I'm chasing mine.
Where do we go from here?
Picture me in the NBA. Picture me still living.
Where do we go from here?
Picture us all making changes. That's where we go from here.
What's up, y'all? This is that major player, Meester Greenster, on No Limit Radio, taking your calls tonight. Now, check this out. What would you do with $1 million?
Give us a call right now. While you're doing that, we're going to do this. Something fresh and new. Major players on No Limit Radio.
Yo, this one here for everybody out there doing their thug thing.
Major players.
Whether they grinding, hustling, flipping things. Y'all know what I mean. If it don't fold, if it don't change, then you ain't a real soldier. If you can't maintain, if it don't fold, if it don't change, then you ain't a real soldier. If you can't maintain.
Now mama can't be compared to no other bro, because I should get mental and keep them niggas feeling old. Franklin, ranking number one among the boss chicks. My hands in most demand to be man's thug missus. I piss is on all you so-called fire starters, and all you fakes claiming flow, I'm known to cut your water. I started with a quarter, set my way to six figures. Brown world, down and dirty, hustling like a nigga. I figured ain't no sense in sleeping if my kids ain't eating. And ain't no sense in you breathing if you ain't treating. I'm seeking dollars if you with me, baby. Following me, trying to buy a key like it's a ticket out of poverty. But every key don't always open up a friendly door. On the other side might be the no. So plan your strategies, clean your cheese, and keep it coming. Don't be another ghetto child hustling for nothing.
Don't fold, if it don't change, then you ain't a real soldier. If you can't maintain, if it don't fold, if it don't change, then you ain't a real soldier. If you can't maintain,
I'm a bug till I fall, nigga. Fox wasn't home, put in a Ziploc bag, or you to ride with the crawl. I thank God for my because of him, a nigga told me how to hustle. See, life is like a bus, always in and out of trouble. From the jail to the street, nigga, we hustle till we weep. From a quarter to a key, nigga, mama got it deep. See, this ghetto got me crazy. And if it wasn't for no living, could they pay? Baby, 2 million in the bank for the baby. Independent black on, that's why they pay me.
If it don't fold, if it don't change, then you ain't a real soldier. If you can't maintain, if it don't fold, if it don't change, then you ain't a real soldier.
Now look, Doc, I'm trying to fold. Street keep me rolling like wheelchair. Yeah, I'm from the south, I love east and west, just like I live there. Ran the streets with my thugs, often I sold. I be lining from tables on this rap stuff strictly out of love and for the money. But y'all can keep the fame and all that. But you let it be known that my name, a brain like all that. Hate me that I got riches, hate that I got bigger. Even got pictures, me flossing and drop sixes. I like to have things, and I don't like to dream. Pick my bills, ride rubber 20, so I put them on 19. Aim high, my dream house costs about 6 mil. I wanna step out the house with the pay boy, about 6 bills. No limit in mean green, you gotta like respect I float. Respect I dope, and respect that I'm trying to get some more. Major players do what they want, you haters do what y'all can. I'm trying to bury money, understand, but my real G's hundreds of grand. See, I'm a no limit soldier, so I'ma represent. If it don't fold or ching ching, it just don't make sense. I'm
if
what?
It don't fold, if it don't ching ching, then you ain't a real soldier. If you can't maintain, if it don't fold, if it don't ching ching, then you ain't a real soldier. If you can't maintain.
Yeah, and there it is. What's up, this is Mean Green. Want to explain to you about maintaining.
Remember the days, y'all, us black folks had love for each other. We wasn't jacking each other for cars and clothes. You know, we was maintaining. We didn't grow up in a materialistic ass world. We gotta get away from that. Now it's time for us soldiers to step up. Be proud to be who we are as we move into this new millennium. You know, it's time for us to make our kids proud. It's time to take care of our families like we're supposed to. That's what's important. Major players, well, we do what we want. Haters, stand on the side and do what they can. And then.
Suckin' for life, suckin' for life. We keep it poppin' cause it ain't no tellin'. I'm a south side sucker for life, I keep bellin'. We be ridin' through the north side, yellin', meet me outside, duckin' for life, I keep bellin'. We be mobbin' on the west side, sellin' rugged raw high, duckin' for life, I keep bellin'. We be slidin' on the east side, tellin' them it's all live, duckin' for life, I keep tellin'. Yeah, we get it poppin' like I'm Johnny with the guitar watchin'. It ain't no stoppin', we're the watchin', share like Holmes and Prowler. No problem, we makin' magic, comin' off the collar. Just don't drive, I'm causin' havoc, got me bout the problem. Tryna charge him like the penguin, we Batman and Robin. Tryna hide guns on my penis while we steady it mobbin'. Got him runnin' to the scenery, run Wayne and Roger. Dolph Lundgren starring in heat, man, it don't get no louder. All sunnin' with a chocolate feet, keep him comin'. We all funnin' while they bumpin' with it, keepin' something, freakin' something, speakin' something. France, Spanish, shit ain't nothing. I'm avalanchin', take a chance with it, pushin' buttons. My nigga, my man's with it, this is confidence. The BR, we goin' ham with it, keep it bumpin'. Jack Johnson from the stands, you can see me come. We two pistols strapped to my band, huh? I'm just a drum. We keep it poppin' cause it ain't no tellin'. I'm a south side sucker for life, I keep bellin'. We be ridin' through the north side, yellin', meet me outside, duckin' for life, I keep bellin'. We be mobbin' on the west side, sellin' rugged raw high, duckin' for life, I keep bellin'. We be slidin' on the east side, tellin' them it's all live, duckin' for life, I keep bellin'. Yeah. Robert Johnson from Baton Rouge on off the con. No dog and gang shit, doing a little something, something. You know my gang, click Carleone, keep it pumped. You know my way, my game, my fist, so y'all can keep it front. Same shit, and I can't change this if I want it. Painless like Young Doe with it, wicked homie. Ghost Rider, throwing flames with it, let me flaunt it. So survivor, hand on my rain with it, how you want it? Lee United, Slavery, Savage, Johnny, Unite. Clash of Titans, I'm on my crown and shit, then we unite. One nation, but we're the ownership, we divide. And who the fuck is on the sound? Sound is one side. I'm going live and shit. I finally decided to never die for shit. However, we hide it. East side is thick. However, we ride it. South side is cliff. Northwest, how we slide. We keep it popping cause it ain't no telling. I'm a south side. Sucker for life, I keep bellin'. We be riding through the north side. Yelling, meet me outside. Duckin' for life, I keep bellin'. We be mopping on the west side, selling rugged raw high, duckin' for life, I keep bellin'. We be sliding on the east side, telling them it's all live, duckin' for life, I keep bellin', yeah. Duckin' for life. Duckin' for life, I keep bellin'. Duckin' for life. Duckin' for life, I keep bellin', yeah.
Concentration camp, CeeLo, Young Bleed, Max Minnelli, Jay Vaughn, and we the sickest, you heard me?
Now if you all in with me,
come and get me with some hands,
and a 50 that's sticking in,
let this begin,
like 10 to the 9,
and a 5, 4, 3,
they ain't knowing what this camp life means.
I've been a hustler, and when know this.
Then you need the quote that's on the front page. True death number two on pay-per-view with the blunt blades. Last time you heard us rhyme, we came out tackling popos. Now we stacking cash for show, but we ain't packaging no dough. You see the hobos and fiends, they can't get down with the team. They know we got cream, but the colors mostly green. So brace yourself while we take your weapon, leave you dramatized. We done bonafide
hustlers
from out the backwoods of the countryside.
Southside hustlers,
throw your hands in the air. East side, west side, north side, don't care. Over there, over here,
what?
Same thing everywhere you go. It's real ones that's ready for it, busters that's getting to know it. Even them guns and they ready to throw it. I hope I see it nice, not for being this ghetto poet. You know it, so it's like me, I'ma play the game rough and like the death of fuck. Sick shit, nigga, what?
Who the sick?
I'm the sick.
Who the sick?
You the sick.
Who the sick?
I'm the sick.
Who the sick?
You the sick.
Who the sick?
I'm the sick.
Who the sick?
You the sick.
Who the sick?
I'm the sick.
Who the sick?
We the sick. I say, fuck them cause they buck them, cause they wreck them, cause they know they can't touch. Yeah, them hollering, how you do that? Yeah,
lay
the buck tough, struggle, fuck that. Hustle, slang, crack, go rob some. Niggas bust and get back, I bust back. No hiding and ducking, haters hollering, fuck them.
Nigga
ain't nothing. Now he rich and thinking nigga can't touch him, so now they busting at me and my cuz, OG. Now these fools know they know me. Last time I spanked that ass, they called the police. You gotta know when to hold on.
Say what?
Know when to fold on. You better walk away before I make you run. Son, it's unheard the way we went from slanging birds and jumping bodies on the curb to selling words platinum. That's how it happened. It's wicked when I kick it wicked. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We the sickest motherfuckers.
Man, fuck y'all niggas. Man, fuck y'all bitches. We got the money and switches, but you can't get with us, cause we the sickest.
Why these bitches sick as shit you ever heard? And make a million niggas witness this. Fresh off the curb, hollering at you in your ears like this. Fuck what you heard, face to face with confrontation. My nigga falls in my word. Now if you ready, let me know it's free. I'm hopping out of via caddy. Who wasn't a kill something steady, something for nothing. Love my life, keeping my head up. Family coming on two wheels, matching the red light.
Where you hood at? What? Grow it up the club, yeah, we'll tow it up. Soon as this clown get the buckin', we gon' bust him up. Stop playing with me. If you ran with me, you'd have known I get spaced out. They make the place stop. Then I'm gone in the expo till the next show. You never know what we got in store. To the camp, hit the door, hollin' if you got your paper straight. Then the show must go on. But when niggas get the breakin' shit, it's time to go home. You heard
me? Fuck y'all niggas. Man, fuck y'all bitches. We got the money and switches, but you can't get with us, cause we the sickest. Man, fuck y'all niggas. Man, fuck y'all bitches. Hoes running to get us, but you can't get with us, cause we the sickest.
Boy King Eric the Great, a.k.a. Rick Capo. You're not tuning in to a very special exclusive episode of Off the Cuff Radio with my host T-Max in the building.
What it do? What up? This T-Max, a.k.a. TJ from VA. What it do, y'all? What it do?
And we doing a special exclusive episode tonight because we got my man from the Gambino family, Reginelli, on the phone. Doing an exclusive interview with us.
Oh, what's up?
How you living, my brother?
What's up with it? Oh, man.
What's going on, man?
I'm cooling, you know. I'm chilling, bro. I'm in the building, you know. Ready to do this here, lace this up right quick.
Definitely.
Man, we appreciate you taking that time to do it, man, because we know a lot of the ramifications is going on. So for you to make this time for us, it's very appreciative.
Right.
Definitely.
Right, I like to keep my word, you know.
Well, we appreciate you, man. So, Mr. Reginelli, this T-Max. Yeah, Mr. Reginelli, this T-Max and VA, man. Honored and pleasure to have you with us. So, just tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of how you started rhyming and ultimately your you know, coming up and, you know, getting with No Limit eventually with the Gambino family.
Well, you know, I've been rapping since I was like, maybe like 11, 12. I started writing and rapping. And the whole No Limit thing came about because, you know, P is actually my cousin. And,
okay.
First, and, you know, my brother Gotti, LaGotti, he was with him first, him and another guy. And, you know, the situation happened with them. And that's when, after they broke apart, that's when he pulled me, Malachi, and Fino in and formed the group, the Gambino family, like that. And we wound up dropping our first album, Ghetto Organized, in October
2019. Yeah.
So, you know, that's how the whole, you know, us even being under No Limit came about. You know, that's our cousin.
Definitely, man. And you know, our main host King, you know, during the musical interlude was just playing a lot of that era, man. I mean, to be a part of that, you know, of course, you know, with Full Blooded, you know, Mr. Servon, Mia X, Mercedes, you know, what was that era like just for the, you know, just for the, you know, that late 90s period when like No Limit was like just really just running over everything because y'all had the shit on lock done for real.
Yeah. Man, it was a, you know, it was really like a nice experience for me because, you know, at the time I was, you know, I went number 16 when we dropped that album. So I was like, I was young and, you know, being around, you know, people like, you know, PC, Silk, Mill, Mystical, Snoop, you know, I was like, I really thought it was like too good to be true, like, you know, and, but, you know, and being around them just made me, you know, by me being on records with these people and doing songs with these people just make you, like, come your hardest, like, you know, and just being, like, just going all over the world, like, just people knowing who you is, and that was just, it just really seemed like it happened overnight for me, like, it just seemed like it happened quick, like, I woke up and I was with No Limit. It was a real nice experience especially due to the age I was at the time.
So how would things be with you and P now? Are y'all good? Because people still have questions about the Life After No Limit joint that you dropped, and you was kind of going at dude. So are y'all like good right now?
No, we ain't good. You know. We kind of like got on bad terms after about the last interview that I did, you know, when I was really just speaking the real, just letting the world know, like, I just got tired of, you know, holding back a lot of things that a lot of people didn't know about the No Limit situation and about the No Limit, how No Limit broke up. So, you know, I just put it all out there, you know, especially after the last little incident with the for the Essence Fest, when we were supposed to get ready to go on the No Limit reunion tour, and he kind of like backed out on us after Live Nation didn't pick up the tour. He just was like, well, since they didn't pick it up, I guess he ain't won't come out his own pocket to fund it. So he just was like, you know, just left us, like, just took off on us again. And that was like the last straw for me. And I was like, you know what, I ain't holding back nothing, I ain't, you know what I'm saying, I ain't cutting no corners. You know, I'm going to just let the world know the real. You know, I ain't lying on you, but I'm going to keep it all the way real. And, you know, however you know, a person take me being keeping it real, then that's all on them. And so, you know, he kind of got mad about the interview and made a little Instagram post saying what he was saying, and then he went to J. Prince book signing saying stuff towards me. So that's when I dropped the diss song.
Right.
I ain't hear nothing else after the diss song, so I was like, you know, well, maybe, you know, they probably don't want that smoke.
You know,
the Life After No Limit album was just something that I really just was trying to make a statement just to let people know, like, you know, even the old label mates, because some of them didn't recover from the No Limit breakup. You know, some of them, like, strung out on drugs. Some of them locked up in jail. You know, it was just, and when I came home the last time and I seen this, I was kind of like, well, maybe I need to drop a Life After No Limit album to let my old label mates know and let P know that it's still Life After No Limit. Like, it's still, you know, you still could be successful without no limit.
Right. Right. Now, Reginelli, also, too, because what you alluded to, well, basically not even alluded to, you were very upfront about, because also during that time, you know, there were a lot of people that left. Of course, Mr. Servon, he ended up leaving to start his own label, believe in late 2000, he left. And, of course, you know, Mystical, you know, left as well.
Right.
So I guess so during that you know that early 2000s, we kind of saw where there was a bit of you know the ranks were kind of breaking up. You know, everybody was going their own way. Now, was your situation unique in terms of what happened from the business end, or was this something throughout the label that was pretty pervasive, where everybody was leaving to pursue their own professional, you know, personal interests?
No, it's really, really everybody went to leaving because of, you know, we went to the payment stop. You know, people want, you know, like, even with Beats by the Pound, like, you know, they were steady producing albums and not getting paid, instead of doing more and more albums and still not getting paid. And I think everybody was kept on working without getting paid for like almost a year straight until everybody
was
like, hold up. Yeah. See, a lot of people don't know that, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of people that was under the label ain't really want to speak on it because, you know, they don't, you know, a lot of them really trying to keep their hands good with people just in case he do come back around. But, you know, I'm just to that point, like, hey, it don't matter if he come back around with me or not. I'm gonna do me regardless. So, you know, making you look good, I'm not benefiting from it. Me lying and making you look good, I'm not benefiting from it. So, you know, I'm just keep it real. That's where the breakup came in at. You know, and it's like, if you look at the pattern, if you look at what Slim, God bless his head, soul, if you look at what Soulja Slim was saying, and a lot of other artists was, you know, it was all about a money issue. Even with his own brother, even with C, you know, it was a money issue. So that's where everything came apart. And then what really made me kind of mad, because when I was doing my time, and I'm listening to his interview, and he's making it seem like the artists ain't keeping real. Like, we spent our money. When times got hard, we left and all this. Yeah, well, no, none of us ain't leave. We were still in Baton Rouge when you left. No, you left us. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, at some point, you know, you just gotta, to me, he gotta make up with me. That's where I'm at before. You know, and we family, but it's still like a lot of stuff that you ain't packed up with me. Like, I ain't know nothing about publishing. Nobody under no limit ever got a publishing check. Nobody under no limit owned their own publishing. He was getting all the publishing checks for every album that came out under no limit. Yeah. That's why, if you backtrack, if you go back and look at the back of all them albums that came out under no limit, on the back of all of it,
say
Big P Publishing.
Man, that's crazy, which means it was all under his belt.
I got a message, too, that his phone may be cutting off in probably a minute, because being that he's behind the wall, so what we going to do, if it does cut off, we're going to go on a little break and he'll call back.
Definitely. Now, Reg, the situation with now P said some years ago in an interview about Beats by the Pound as to why he switched up the sound to the Medicine Men, and you know, I guess that was a non sequitur, which for what you said about, I guess P was trying to kind of deflect everything, because he had said at the time that Beats by the Pound, that their sound had been played out. But from what you're saying, realistically, it was just about the fact he ain't want to put up that price tag for that production, so I guess he went another direction with it.
Yeah,
had, you know, like in Beast. See, what happened was the reason why they had to change the name to the Medicine Man because
you have 1 minute left.
He owned the name Beast by the Pound. They couldn't use the name, so they had switched when they left. They used the Medicine Man.
Got you.
That's how they started using, you know, the Medicine Man and like that. Even like, you wouldn't believe, like, nobody under No Limit, nobody, he didn't make nobody with a label with that much success. There wasn't no other millionaire besides Pete. Nobody
right.
under No Limit ain't have $1 million at all.
And oh, man, you know, what?
I told that in the last interview. I talked about it in the last interview. I told you, you could research it. Nobody under No Limit had $1 million. The only one had millions was Pete. Now, we had money. He was giving us money here and, you know, a little few dollars, but nobody was, and I was like, in the last interview, I was like, if you ask Birdman, how many did he make anybody millionaires? He made a couple of people millionaires.
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.
King, you there?
So he's going to call back. Yeah, he's going to call back, though. Okay. It kind of got dropped. So what we're going to do is we're going to play some music. And he's going to call us back.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Reginelli of the Gambino family, formerly of No Limit Records. We are Off the Cuff Radio, King Eric and myself. We have a lot of Sandman, Ladies and Chilla, in spirit with us. Call number is 1-619-924-0703, and we're waiting for Reginelli to hit us back for part two of this exclusive, exclusive interview.
All righty.
I'm here to let the whole world know I'm hard to control. You can't conquer my soul. Barcellini, a living legend with physical evidence of a world full of corruption and greed. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. I keep going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. I keep from going under. Random deaths on the block. Young nigga packing Glocks. Picture me a true nigga. Visualizing fools dying quicker. Murders in the heart of every killer. Take a look into his eyes, it's evidence of a homicide. Life getting took it faster than the egg lead a wound. Consider me in danger, cause I know I'm dying soon. 25 years incarceration, if I pull it, bring the yellow tape. Niggas can't overcome my bullets. Went to jail trying to get paid, still on the rampage. Jumping out some bushes, dodging cows, another close shave. I'm bumping heads with the reaper on a daily basis. Can't sleep with nightmares or dead faces. And fuck the man in the mirror, I don't trust him, check his weapon. It's a shame he got his boy blood on a muzzle. That's why I turn my head and leave him lonely. He's phony, he got the whole hood waiting on his ceremony. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. I keep from going under. I take a deep breath as I blaze this weed mixed with hashes and tripping how the outlaws smoke Tupac ash. My nigga badass laid it down. He told me, see, real niggas gon' always be around. Living in the minds and the hearts of the lost souls. And much love to the motherfucking outlaws. Backstage chopping game with Sean Dogg and Snoop Dogg. And to my thugs in the grave, we miss y'all. I give a toast to your soldiers, you ain't died for nothing. And read the Bible, say every death means something. It's true, niggas make the world go round. Pick up the Black History book and can't seem to put it down. Black leaders getting struck down at they peak. Open your eyes, that unliberated shit is weak. And throw them up if you a soldier. I told you we'll burn this bitch down. Cause them Holocaust days is over. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me want.
Yeah, we back in the building, y'all.
Yeah.
Got Reginelli back. We had to take a little brief, a little intermission. But he's back with us to chop it up, man.
Yeah, man.
Definitely. So, Reg, we left off about a part where you said nobody on No Limit was a millionaire. Now, there was a story, and I was laughing about it, that I heard years ago. Because when you say everybody, this means everybody. This means basically, and we don't, and hear it off the cuff, we never clout chase. We're not shoddy journalists. We pride ourselves on just bringing the facts. So what I'm about to say here is not pointing fingers, but it's about trying to get validation on the validation. So this also includes C Murder and Silk the Shocker, correct, as well?
Right.
Yeah, because Silk said at one time that, you know, he was like a millionaire. He was rich at like 16 and broke his 70 because he had spent all of his money. But I'm assuming maybe in terms of the money with everybody, like you said, it wasn't correct as it should have been.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, and it's crazy, like, because, you know, even, like, with C situation, even with Mac, like, you know, when Mac went to jail, I think Mac only needed, his bond, he only needed, like, $500,000 to get out. You know, he couldn't even bond out. And, you know, P ain't much help that man when he went to jail.
Say
you know,
what?
He had to fight, he had to sit in jail and fight his charges and he got found guilty. You know, even with the, you know, the situation, like, even before C went to jail, you know, him and P wasn't even much speaking at the time. You know what I'm saying? They was, really, it was everything, the fallouts with P was behind money. Like, C would actually have to call P to get him to put money in his account.
Say what?
This man, his first album, Life of Debt, went platinum. Ain't nowhere in the world he should have to call you for money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but to hear P, you know, talk about this, you know, he was talking to magazines years ago about how with Matt, you know, that basically, you know, he was like basically riding for him. Like they were trying to put the legal, you know, team, you know, issues in place, you know, the legal, you know, places in place to get him out.
Right.
You know, so go ahead.
And I think C has spoken on like the issue with him and P. You know, with him and P, he even made a song that he leaked when he was saying, "I used to have love for my brother, I don't love him no more." You know, all that, like, you know, this your own brother, like, speaking on you like that. And that really made me think, like, that opened my eyes to, like, man, you know, like, this man, it seemed like he don't give a care about his brother, so you know he don't care about a cousin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the situation with, you know, C Murder's, case, and we all know about that whole situation going back to 2002 in terms of what happened.
Right.
You know, from what we had understood with him and P, there had already been apparently some friction prior to that, and, you know, before that actual incident of the night in question happened. Was this something that it was exacerbated by the time the C was locked up, or was this something that had already kind of started a decline in their relationship prior to?
No, this was, like, you know, before C went to jail, him and P wasn't even much talking.
Right.
And then, like I said, you know, in the last interview I did, I was like, you know, I don't care, you know, what me and my brother go, any one of my brothers go through, you know, at a time like that, I'm going to be there for him. I'm not going to turn my back on him, because I really believe if he would have been stepped in, it probably would never even have made it that far.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because there were some, you know, and please stop me, you know, if anything I say is inaccurate, because I know there were some issues that P and C allegedly had about just the company that C was keeping, and that, you know, look, all the way in Virginia, we know, you know, Corey's, you know, street record, and we know how real he is. But and that was supposedly an issue of contention where P was trying to tell him about how to not necessarily be involved in those things that he was involved in before they got on. And, you know, C didn't want to listen, and that was part of the reason why, the, you know, things, the falling out came into play.
Now, I can say that the only thing I didn't like was when he said, when he said that C was part of responsible, because, you know, his name played a key role. But if you really look at the track record, P said himself he gave him the name C Murder.
Right.
And then, I think C had when C heard that, he said that C had came and did an interview over the phone, and he talked about it. He was like, you know, like, that's the kind of stuff P saying really hurting his case. You know what I'm saying? For him to go and say things like that, like, it's what he named himself and all this shit. You know, C was mad about that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he did used to tell C, but he also, he was holding C back. Like, and there's a lot of stuff that P was doing. Like, even the situation with Magic. Like, you know, Magic was really signed under True Records.
Rest in peace, Magic. Rest in peace, Magic.
Right,
yeah.
Rest in peace. And I don't know if you ever heard the song that Magic had dropped before he died. It's on YouTube. It's a diss song that he made towards talking about P.
Yeah, I remember that beat. I remember that. It had the Eminem, The Way I Am beat.
Yeah. And everything he's saying in that is he ain't lying about nothing. He ain't lying about nothing. And, you know, and he really, P really caused, really caused friction between C and Magic, with Magic signing under No Limit instead of signing under True, doing a contract, redoing his contract, and all kind of stuff, you know. So it was all kind of stuff that people were doing. And then on top of the money situation, and then, you know, like we just now, like I'm just now about to start getting a publishing check off that Gambino Family album. And that album been out going on since 20 years ago, since 98. We just not about to start receiving publishing because Universal own the rights. They own the catalog to the, they own the No Limit Records catalog.
Right, because they were signed, because No Limit signed to Universal.
Which, I ain't hear you.
Actually, yeah, because No Limit is signed to Universal in terms of that the whole distribute. Well, Priority, No Limit Priority, and then Universal, yeah.
Yeah, but it is. You know, he not signed to Universal no more, because I don't know if, you know, a situation happened with P at Universal, when Universal had them pay P all his money for to produce I think it was like another Mystical album. Whatever album the deal was supposed to be for, that he was supposed to release, P wasn't even much talking to these people at the time.
Right.
That's how Universal wind up. Universal owned half of the catalog, and Beast by the Pound owned half of the catalog. So they in the process of working all. That's why the King of the South, the Ice Cream Man movie, really is holding up, because Universal denied him permission to use the old songs, because, you know, they own the rights to all the songs that came out when No Limit was hot.
Okay.
In order for him to use the songs in the movie, he had to get permission from Universal, and they denied it.
Oh wow.
So they're in the process of sorting out. See, the catalog was all out of order. Like, damn, everything was under Big P Publishing. So that's how he was getting all the publishing checks for every album that came out under No Limit. But now, since Universal owned the catalog, and, you know, since Universal is like a, you know, they're a big company, they do stuff by the books. So they sorting out the catalog, because they don't have nothing. They don't have no kind of documents saying who featuring on the song, who did the beats. It's just everything under Big P Publishing. Like, P did the beats, like P wrote the music, like P did, you know what I'm saying? So they had to sort out, they got a lawyer to sort out all of the songs, go through every song to find out what artist is rapping on it and what album is on and all this. So they could re-put out, once they get the catalog situated, they're going to re-put it out online, and that's how they're going to make their money back off of the money that they paid P.
God damn. God damn. Can you imagine how much that lawyer got paid to go through all of this?
I had to do the research. And then, like, this is another thing, like, a lot of people don't know. Me and Malachi were 16 when we came out with the Gambino Family album. We was the two youngest of the Gambino family.
Right.
What Pete did before the album came out, we went in front of a judge, and we got emancipated. He got us emancipated. We was underage, so the judge legally made us adults. So now that I'm thinking about it now, as I learned, the reason why he did that, so if later on down the line, if my mom or my daddy feel like we didn't get what we were supposed to get and try to sue him, they can't, because we was legally adults.
Right.
He really got us emancipated to cover his tracks. So you
right.
knew what you he knew what you were doing all along.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's like the situation, you know. It's, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's our, you know, and that's our cousin, like, you know. So that's our real cousin. So you know, why even much our parents already had gave us permission for you to be our guardian at the time. So why the need to get us emancipated too? You see what I'm saying?
And that's something so, because
right.
this is similar to
T Max. I ain't mean to cut you off, but he's probably gonna be on for like about maybe two or three more minutes. So we're gonna have to end this on that note because we don't want to just chop it up when we get cut off. So and ending this,
definitely,
man,
yeah.
you know you're coming home in about July. So what you got in store
yeah,
for?
I'll
man, I know you got some tracks.
Man, I'm coming home and drop the back like I never left three. And I'm dropping a Life After No Limit Reloaded. I'm dropping them two on the same day.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to have that both of them out at the end of August. Like the
and
last
looking
Friday.
Forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna address
a lot of more stuff on the Life After No Limit Reloaded.
Now you're going to
look,
have Beast
and we're
by
gonna
the
have
Pound on that
you
joint. You're going to have Beast by the Pound back on there? Because we got to have that. We got to
yeah,
restore
man.
The feeling.
You have 1 minute left.
I'm also on Beast by the Pound. They working on an album together, and they want me to headline the album. They want me to rap, you know, to be the one to rap on all the beats that we talked about that before I even much come in here. So that's going to be, we're probably going to start working on that soon as I get out, too.
Okay.
So I got a lot of stuff coming, you know what I'm saying? So I'm hitting
yeah, man,
ground
you
running like I never
come on
did
when you drop that, man.
Oh, you already know, man. I'm coming. I'll be back on there with y'all. I'm gonna make sure I contact you as soon as I'm released.
We appreciate
you
so much. God bless.
I appreciate y'all, bro.
God bless, man, and stay strong behind them walls, man. They can't hold your spirit, and they definitely, you know, can't break your confidence, Red. So keep it real always. We look forward to seeing you again,
okay,
you man.
Already
when
you know,
get out.
Man. Like,
thank you for using. Goodbye.
Yeah, that was him leaving, man. So they even gave us the overtime boot too, my man.
Man, look, King, that was crazy because I mean he shed a lot of light on a lot of stuff that had been going on prior to, you know, and how it eventually all unfolded. You know, because I guess during the time, because T didn't necessarily come along with, you know, because T's, you know, No Limit never really got, you know, had the success going into the social media age where they were more prevalent. Of course, Cash Money kind of picked that up. So I guess a lot of that
right.
stuff in reference to the business aspects never really got told until now, you know, and here on Off the Cuff Radio, we got it from, you know, a person who was there.
His cousin of that.
Yeah, man. So that, I mean, that's crazy to think about, man, in terms of how that whole thing unfolded. But it does shed a little bit more clarity on what happened during those years as to why some of those artists left, you know, and everything in between.
Facts. Yeah, it was a lot of stuff that he was shedding light on. I didn't even know.
Right.
So it goes to show that you gotta taking heed from the people that been through that period.
Definitely. And for our listeners out there, you know, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we always tell y'all, you know, in terms of your business, you know, if you're independent, just make sure everything which you're publishing is straight so you're properly credited and paid for your work. And if you're signed to a label, make sure that everything is taken care of on those contracts, you know. Because as Reginelli told us, man, you know, if you are not taken care of in terms of watching your business, you're going to get got. And that's just real.
That's facts right there. And I'm hoping, and when he gets out, I know that he's going to have a lot of material in store Because you know when you behind those walls, your creativity, it depends on the artist, it could either help you flourish or help you perish. And he told me that he probably got about 80 to 90 songs probably written. I'm like, man, you doing the Tupac thing, huh? You going to hit us well over the head with three albums?
Man, you know, when we look at so many artists that have been locked up over the, you know, over the years, from Tragedy Gaddafi to, you know, Prodigy of Mobb Deep, rest in peace. You know, even Mac Dre, you know, because he served time, you know, before he got out. You know, it's so much, you know, what my man, what did Reyes say in Shawshank Redemption? You know, you got nothing, you got, when you're locked up, you got nothing but time and all the time in the world to think about it. You know, so, and what he say, most times a man would, in prison, a man would do anything to keep him, to keep his mind occupied.
For real.
When you're a rapper, when you're a writer, you rap and you write. That's what you do. So,
I wanted to get, like, you know, to the bottom of it, hoping that they patch this thing up, because I heard the first interview that he did talking about this incident. So I'm hoping when he got locked down that maybe that they reconciled, or perhaps he reached out to my man. And unfortunately, it don't seem like the case at all. But their family, I'm hoping that they work things out, because that's one thing about us, is that we wasn't trying to stir no beef. We just want to get the truth. So we want to see black
people
come together and make money, man.
Right. And in that situation, King, it shows that when you're dealing with the business of it, because, you know, this is not the first situation that we have heard about artists not getting their money. This isn't the first time we've heard about situations with family where artists weren't getting their money, you know. But the fact is that this is a cautionary tale in any situation when you're talking about who.
They cut us off.
They had like 10, 12 albums on Billboard every week. I mean, they were doing it.
And I think what happened also, now this may bring some truth to clarity to what he's saying, because I think Reginald was also talking about the barcoding on those No Limit albums. Like how people hustling the game with their barcode, and a lot of niggas didn't get paid. Like, they sold a lot of records, but they didn't get the pay because of that barcode. If you look at the back of those No Limit albums, they have that same exact similar barcode.
Now, you wonder if that was
T's
barcode.
You a hustling nigga, man. God dang. You was a hustling nigga, yo.
He worked the game. There's no two ways about it. He worked that game from a perspective of how he, you know, how he played it. Cause, I mean, that dude, I mean, for how he, you know, to have that many artists that, you know, some of them, you know, didn't have videos, or we didn't hear songs from them at all. It's like, cool. But look, Pen and Pixel were popping during that time, won't it? Because, you know, they were the ones. And shout out to Mike, you know, Mikhail, you know, Kather, you know, who's owner of Pen and Pixel. You know, he was getting some work back in the day, because we would see him in the magazines and everything.
Every damn day he had an album dropping over there. Because he was
like, yo.
Now I'm going to try to, now you know what? I'm going to put that out in the universe. I'm going to read the Pens and Pixels. So them dudes is responsible for a lot of history. And I got to get at them.
Yes. 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 Yes.
I'm going to find a way to get at them. So.
Shout out to Pen and Pixels.
That's a history lesson right there.
Yeah, man.
And I'm telling you, y'all might need to do one for me.
Man,
like,
look.
Have me in the front with a pet panther and tons of gold in the background, like Scrooge McDuck.
Man, that was, you know, but that era of hip hop, man, to speak to Reginelli, man. I mean, and to listen, and yo, props to you, King, for that musical selection that you have for the interludes, man, because, I mean, you brought back a lot of memories with that.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that, you know, even if there was some bullshit business at the tank, you know, one thing that can be said about it is that when the tank was rolling, they had that shit rocking. I mean, there
yes.
were some, I mean, they had some classics during that time, you know, and it just makes you wonder,
yes.
you know, of a what if, what could have happened if everything you just stayed correct.
And it's crazy how everything just plans out that way, because the original plan for the format of this show, see, nobody listened. The original plan for the format of this show was he was going to call, like, off the top of the hour. I was going to have no music, no intro. We were just going to bring him off the top because they told me that he was going to be on for 15 minutes only. So we're going to have him 15 minutes, then we're going to play the 3 to 4 songs, then we're going to close the show out. But you
right.
know how things happen on off-the-cuff radio. Things don't go as planned sometimes, so we have to readjust.
Right.
You got to readjust sometime, and, you know, he was having problems, you know, with the connections over there where he's at. So we were just patient. We understood the dynamics that was happening and how he's conducted his interview, but we got it done.
And that we did, man. Look, Off the Cuff Radio, it's all about adapt, improvise, overcome, and just get a job done regardless. So, I mean, for all that we got in roughly about, you know, 30 minutes of an actual interview with him, man, it just makes you wonder when we actually get a real full-scale, you know what I mean, breakdown of everything, man. You know, as it goes along, we, you know, when we hear from him again, what it's going to end up being.
Especially when you got people that's incarcerated making calls, because this is just as big as when J.D. from the Lynch Mob called.
Yeah, man. Shout out to J.D. and Cali, man, the Lynch Mob, man. Much respect, you know. But yeah, man, but it's definitely something that, you know, we definitely, you know, look forward to it again. And, you know, like I said, definitely to get that history lesson. You know, we can't stress it enough, you know, just about what happens in terms of making sure business is taken care of in terms of, you know, who you sign with and just making sure that everything's correct. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
That's the main thing.
Facts. So definitely, y'all, so we about to go in and sign this thing out. I don't want to get booted off while we're talking on the air, because sometimes we have great dialogue, and, you know, Blog Talk wanted, you know, cut the cord a little bit. Like, they be treating us like we Monday Night Raw and shit. Like, y'all niggas need to be up out of here at 11. But sometimes we be pushing that limit.
That's true.
So, yeah, man, we
really
appreciate everybody that took time. This interview will be up probably this weekend or Monday. And we will be back next week. I'll keep y'all in tune if I have any extra shows I'm going to be booking. And this show here is sponsored by Da Vinci Clothing. If you ain't get Cocaine's finger roll album, you are missing out.
Man, Buddy Boy Entertainment always ready to, you know, make that pavement shake, you know, with the Illa Cali Quake, man. It's all about that funk, man, from Panoma, you know.
For sure. Go ahead.
I said shout out to the Long family, you know, and yo, man, we going to be back again next week doing the same thing, man, continuing the hot streak. So you know what to do.
That's right. On that note, peace out, motherfuckers.
Yeah.